USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials say China's been launching icebreakers and civilian research stations in Iceland and Norway as precursors for a fleet of nuclear-armed submarines in the Arctic region. The Pentagon says in its annual report on China that the military there has been growing rapidly as part of its goal of becoming a near-Arctic state. Chinese ground, naval, air, and missile forces increasingly able to project power and contest U.S. military superiority, it says. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro still in power despite several days of violence, the U.S. continuing to support the opposition leader Juan Guaido, and President Trump says of it all.
20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger.
That from a Fox News interview, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while, or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up. And don't miss our neighborhood barbecue fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
The government's April jobs report just released, showing 263,000 jobs created last month. That's when economists were expecting 190,000 jobs, so it beat expectations. The unemployment rate goes from 3.8% down to 3.6%, a new 50-year low. President Trump makes a prediction about who he will be running against in 2020. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy Sleepy Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
him. So you think
Obama.
He's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I hope. You know, I wish him well. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
An execution in Georgia overnight. The Georgia man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and another woman put to death as Scotty Morrow was executed for the two murders and before he died expressed regret for the 1994 killings, apologizing to the families of the two women. He also shot another woman in that attack, although she survived. He ended up being killed overnight by lethal injection. The editorial page editor of the New York Times is recusing himself from all coverage of the 2020 presidential election. That after his brother entered the race. James Bennett's the brother of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who is yet another Democrat who announced candidacy yesterday. Senator Bennett, the 21st Democrat candidate in the race. His brother James Bennett at the Times says he will let his two deputies make all op-ed decisions on 2020 coverage for as long as his brother remains in the race. And the actor behind the original Chewbacca in Star Wars has passed away. Peter Mayhew was a hospital orderly when he tried out for that role of the Wookiee. His 7'3" frame helped him land that job pretty quickly. He returned to his job as a hospital orderly until the release of Return of the Jedi, when he was able to make a living as a fan favorite on the convention circuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.